It's time for Fresh Oil with singer-songwriter and pastor Keith Manley, a program designed to minister the gospel of God's grace and to bring fresh oil to the brokenhearted. And now, with today's program, Pastor Keith Manley.
Hello, friend. Welcome to a brand new week on Fresh Oil. I originally intended on just doing 1 week on my new book, In Him, The Mysteries of Christ in You, but it was so rich last week, I decided to continue on and share with you a few more of the In Him verses. You know, how many times in Scripture the apostles, especially Paul, they point us to this mystery that the believer's identity, our security, and our destiny, they're all found not in ourselves, not in our works, but they're found in Him. Now, that's a powerful truth when you begin to understand it, because we have Christ in us, and we are also baptized by the Holy Spirit into Christ and into His body. Today, we come to probably one of the greatest In Him promises, and this is a red letter edition. Jesus spoke these words Himself. It's found in John chapter 16 and verse 33. This is what He said: "These things I have spoken to you, that in Me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." That's John 16 and verse 33. And it points to a great In Him promise, and that is, in Christ we find peace. Jesus never promised His followers a life free from trouble. As a matter of fact, He promised quite the opposite. He said, in the world, you will have tribulation. Friend, trials and hardships and disappointments and pain, they're all a part of life. They're a part of what we have in this fallen world. But Christ, He immediately adds a greater promise. He said, in Me, you will have peace. Notice the contrast here. In the world, you will have tribulation. But in Him, peace. These two realities coexist. The Christian isn't immune to suffering. We go through it just like the heathen do. But friend, the difference is, in Christ, we have peace. We are offered something that the world can't give us. The world can't take it away. In Christ, we have peace. Now, I think it's very important that we understand what this peace is. It's not the absence of conflict, because Jesus said, in the world, you will have tribulation. So He's not promising us a trouble-free life. But what He says here is that in the middle of that conflict, in the middle of those trials and tribulations, we have that calm assurance. We have that peace that passes all understanding, and it guards our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus, according to what Paul said in Philippians 4 and verse 7. Now, how do we experience this peace? Jesus points us to His Word. He says, these things I have spoken to you, that in Me you may have peace. Friend, peace is anchored in God's promises. When fear rises up against you, we go to the Word. And we find out what God's Word says. When the storm, when it rages around you, cling to His voice above all the noise. His Word is not only our instruction, friend, it's our impartation. It's the way God speaks to us. And He speaks peace into our hearts. There have been so many times when I've been troubled, when life threw at me something that I really wasn't ready for. But I get into God's Word, and He begins to fill my heart with peace. Think about the disciples on the Sea of Galilee. They're straining against the wind and the waves. They're rowing. They're trying to save their lives. And Jesus stood and He rebuked the storm and He said, peace, be still. And Mark 4:39, it said, immediately the winds ceased and there was a great calm. That same voice that calmed the sea, it speaks peace into our lives, friend. And because Christ lives in us, His peace is not only around us, but it's within us. It's inside of us. It guides our life. And this peace also comes from trusting, putting your anchor and your trust in God. Isaiah chapter 26 and verse 3, it promises this. It said, Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusts in you. See, the world says peace comes from control. If only everything goes right, then we can rest. But the gospel says peace comes from surrender. When we trust God's heart, even when we don't understand why bad things are happening, his hand, peace will flow like a river in your life. And this peace is not passive, friend. It's victorious. Jesus said this, "Be of good cheer. I've overcome the world." See, peace isn't pretending that the battle doesn't exist. So many times we think it's like just imagining our problems gone, but that's not the case, friend. Christ has overcome sin, and peace is trusting that God has everything under control, that he will see you through no matter what it looks like right now. So, friend, when the wind begins pressing in on you, remember that you're not merely in the world, you're in him. And in him, there is peace. And even though that's a wonderful truth, there's so much more, because not only do we have peace in him, we have joy in him. He said in John 15:11, "These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may remain in you, and your joy may be full." Paul told us in Philippians 4:4, a great verse, "Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice." Not only do you have peace in him, but you have joy in him. And that joy, it is your strength, friend. The Christian life is not meant to be endured, not just gritting your teeth and trying to barely get by. No, it's meant to be lived out with joy. Not fleeting happiness, not something that just is gone in a moment. It's meant to live with joy, understanding that you're a child of the King. See, Jesus said, "My joy may remain in you, and that your joy may be full." Notice that joy is not something we generate or pump up on our own. It doesn't come just because we have material blessings. No, it's not found in what we possess. It's found in who we possess. And God's joy overflows into our lives. Now, what is the difference in joy and happiness? Happiness comes because you have a goal achieved, or you have material possessions that brings a temporary happiness. God's joy is not fragile. It's not stolen by hardship. It's not diminished when we go through grief or sorrow. In fact, joy in Christ, sometimes it shines the brightest in the darkest of places. James wrote this. He said, "My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials." Why? Because joy is not about avoiding difficulty. It's about seeing God's hand at work in every situation, whether things are going good or whether they're going bad. True joy also guards us. Nehemiah, he declared this. He said, "The joy of the Lord, it's your strength." Joy is not a shallow feeling, friend. It's a powerful, sustaining force that gives you strength in the middle of your weakness. When discouragement whispers to you that you're going to fail, joy says, "No, let's go another round. Let's go another battle." When weariness sets in, joy, it anchors us in God's hope. And this joy, friend, it's not meant to be partial or temporary. Jesus promised that our joy would be what? Full. In Psalm chapter 16 and verse 11, the psalmist said this, "In your presence there is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore." See, to be in him, it's to be in the presence of joy itself, because we find our joy in him. In your presence, there's fullness of joy. Friend, joy is not optional. It's your birthright as a believer in Christ. I've seen Christians who live joyless, and they're living so far beneath their inheritance. Joy's a testimony to the world that Christ resides in you. Friend, my circumstances, they may change, but my Savior never changes. So I can have joy no matter what I'm going through, no matter what I'm facing. Now, perhaps you're listening to this program today and you're thinking, Keith, if you only knew my circumstances, you wouldn't be telling me to walk in joy. Friend, do you see joy as dependent on your circumstances? Or do you find yourself rooted in Christ because that's where the joy comes from? See, I rejoice because my name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Sometimes we just have to get alone with God and worship Him. And then that brings us into the joy that He has for us. Today on Fresh Oil, we've been talking about the mystery of Christ in you. To be found in Him and what that means. It means that we have peace that passes all understanding. No matter what you're going through today, God can let you walk in peace, knowing that Christ is in you and you are found in Him. And then we have complete, full joy in Christ Jesus. The In Him message is not some passive, it's not some fleeting doctrine, friend. It's foundational for our salvation. To understand the moment you are born again, the Holy Spirit immerses you into Christ Himself, into the body of Christ, and you're found in Him. I want to remind you today, friend, that Christianity is not something we do. It's not a religion. No, it speaks about someone that we are in. We're in Christ Jesus. Our life is hidden with Christ in God. And our righteousness, it's found in Him. Our strength, we draw it from Him. And our hope, man, our hope is secured in Him. And that's why Paul said, if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. The old things, they've passed away. And all things, they've become new. For in the new birth is a spiritual baptism. It really is. It's a holy immersion into the very person of Jesus Christ Himself. The third person of the Godhead, the Holy Spirit, He takes us and He places us into Christ. He joins us with His death, burial, and His resurrection, and we're grafted in to the body of Christ. I want to pray for you today. Perhaps you're listening today on Fresh Oil, and maybe you're really going through a struggle that's really shaking your faith. Maybe you're having family problems. Maybe you're going through a physical battle like I faced just a couple of years ago. Friend, I want you to know something today. God has not abandoned you. He's right there beside you. He's as close as the air that we breathe. And I want to pray for you today. Father God, I thank You that Your joy is our strength. Teach us to abide in You daily so that Your joy may remain in us. Help us, God, to rejoice not in our circumstances, but in You, knowing that in Your presence, our joy is made full. Touch everyone listening today, God. Fill them with Your presence and let them know that You're right there beside them as they walk in You. God bless you, friend. Walk in grace. God loves you.
What does it really mean to be in Christ? The Bible declares, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. In his new book, In Him, The Mystery of Christ in You, author and pastor Keith Manley takes you on a powerful journey through Scripture to discover your true identity, security, and destiny in Christ. You'll learn how to live free from condemnation, walk in victory, and rest in the promises of God, not by striving, but by abiding in Him. Whether you're new in the faith or longing for deeper understanding, this book will open your eyes to the life-changing reality of Christ in you.
My new book, In Him, The Mystery of Christ in You, is available now on Amazon.com in paperback, hardcover, or the Kindle ebook. Get your copy today.
Thanks for joining us today for Fresh Oil with Pastor Keith Manley. Fresh Oil is an outreach of Grace Family Church in Rockford, Illinois, and can be heard each weekday at this same time. You can reach us online at WeNeedGod.com. Until next time, remember, God's love for you is unconditional, and He makes His mercies new every morning.